Good afternoon. We continue to track a front moving through central and eastern New York with milder air out ahead of it, but also a lot of clouds and showers. Maybe even a few bursts of heavier rain or even a rumble of thunder in a few spots, depending on the energy generated out ahead of the front. With limited sunshine, temperatures will stay in the lower 60s for most places. Then, after the front passes through and the wind flips around to the northwest, we'll spend the second half of the afternoon with readings dropping back through the 60s and 50s and even into the 40s in some places, especially closer to the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. After the front passes, we'll start a drying trend late this afternoon and through the evening as the clouds begin to break up. Skies will continue to clear out as high pressure builds in overnight tonight. Temperatures will continue to drop as well. Readings will bottom out in the upper 20s and lower 30s on average by sunrise tomorrow. This will leave us with a dry stretch of weather through the middle of the week, but chilly as well. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs tomorrow will be in the mid-40s, and mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, starting out below freezing, but only rebounding into the mid-40s once again. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Thursday. It'll stay dry through the day, but the next front will approach from southern Canada. This front has an even stronger shot of colder air with it, and while it will make it up toward 50 by Thursday afternoon, behind the front with a gusty northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds, highs will remain in the mid-30s. Remaining cold to start the weekend with sunshine giving way to some high clouds, highs in the upper 30s before bouncing back into the lower 40s, though with mostly cloudy skies on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms developing along and ahead of that eastern United States cold front will move into the lower Mississippi and Tennessee valleys today, then east toward the mid-Atlantic coast tonight. Some of the storms could produce strong wind gusts and heavy downpours. Meanwhile, upper-level energy over the Pacific Northwest will continue to produce snow over parts of the higher terrain of the Northwest today. Snow will also develop over parts of the northern and central Rockies and into parts of the northern and central plains. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for most of the northern Rockies for another 2 to 4 inches of snow, with another 6 inches possible in the Colorado Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas to a low of 1 below 0 at Banac, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, showers, a thunderstorm possible, near 70. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and breezy with temperatures falling back through the 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees. The average low, 34. The record high, 73, set in 2015. And the record low, 15, in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 6:36 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m. 10 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers winding down through the afternoon, becoming breezy out of the northwest, temperatures dropping back through the 50s and into the 40s, clearing tonight with lows near 30 for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Showers around through the afternoon, with temperatures starting to slide back into the 50s. More showers this evening and clearing overnight tonight, with lows back into the middle 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any clouds and showers will give way to drier weather through the afternoon, turning breezy and cooler, with temperatures sliding back through the 50s and into the 40s. Clearing tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and showers through the afternoon with temperatures sliding back into the 50s. Any evening showers will give way to clearing skies overnight tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds and showers giving way to drier weather through the latter portion of the day, temperatures sliding back through the 50s. further clearing tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, much cooler mid-40s, mostly sunny mid-40s on Wednesday. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Thursday near 50, becoming windy and very cold Friday with a mix of sun and clouds mid-30s. Sunshine giving way to high clouds on Saturday, staying cold in the upper 30s, and mostly cloudy in the lower 40s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.